We have an area that's blessed with traditions in the tri-state region, and one of those traditions happens to be the Lakeville Journal. Now, we as a radio station celebrated our 35th anniversary last October, and we thought that was pretty good. I've been in radio now actually for 52 years. I thought that was pretty good. But the Lakeville Journal was established in 1897, and they are celebrating 125 years, and they're doing it with a bang, with a lot of different things that are going on. And today we'll be joined by a couple of people, Dan Dwyer, who's a member of the foundation board, and Noreen Doyle, who's the head of the foundation, which was created when the Lakeville Journal historically went from being a for-profit newspaper to a not-for-profit foundation. So Dan and Noreen, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Marshall. Just a correction. I'm the chair of the board of the foundation.
Okay.
And the CEO of the foundation is Janet Manco, who's also the publisher of the paper, just to be clear.
Okay. So, you know, it's funny when Noreen, I will start off with you, because when this first was coming up and Janet Manco was talking about it a couple years ago, I mentioned to her that when I decided to start this radio station, instead of it being a commercial station, I made it non-for-profit. It took me about 4 months to put the application together, and 3 months after I submitted it, it was approved. It was a lot of work to put it together because there's a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot. And I think now that you've got the foundation set up, I think this is the way. If you're a media and you're in a small community in a small area, and this is the way that you're going to have to function, because less and less and less you have to rely on businesses. So as your first talk about this foundation, first of all, what prompted you to join the foundation? And now that you've joined the foundation and it's up and running, explain to us a little bit about your feelings, how it's going, and what the foundation really does.
Okay. I've had a house in Salisbury since 2006, and in fact, had rented a house in Sharon for a couple of years before I moved to London in 1990. And I returned from London in 2019 when I retired and moved to my house in Salisbury, and was approached by, I would say, an anonymous good citizen who had talked to the shareholders of the Lakeville Journal about setting up a 501c and had committed to underwrite the legal costs. And he approached me, he and his wife, and said, we've looked at your CV and you've just retired. You probably have time on your hands and you know a lot about boards and governance. How would you like to do this? And having read the Lakeville Journal since the 80s, I guess, I thought it was a very, you know, fine institution, and I would be happy to be part of working to make it into a 501c3. So I commenced with Janet the process, working with lawyers in Washington and lawyers in Connecticut in, I would say, April or May of 2021. And, thanks really to Janet and Cynthia and James, they put together the application. And like you, we submitted it with all the dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and we were pleasantly surprised. About a month after submission, the IRS came back to us with a number of questions, really about the seeing more of the content of the paper historically. Eventually in September, really more quickly than we expected, we had approval for the foundation as a 501c3, effective with its establishment date of June of 2021. And by September, we had organized a board of 10 members, members of the community. And Janet and I and our angel, who was underwriting the legal fees, worked around the community to identify individuals who were willing to put in time and effort to support the foundation and its establishment, and who had real interest in seeing the paper continue in the community and serve the community for another 125 years. So we've got a 10-member board, and our function really is to provide strategic direction and financial support for the paper, leaving the editorial content to the newspaper folks. So we're in the process of, as you said, celebrating our 125 years, but in the future, the 501c3 will help us raise funds from individuals and foundations. This community has supported the paper. Marcel, as you know, advertising in newspapers used to be the revenue generator, and that has gone away in the last couple of decades. And the Lakeville Journal really has subsisted on asset sales. They sold their printing press, they sold their building, and they've used the cash from those asset sales to keep them afloat for the last decade. And then in 2019, made a general appeal to the public for funds to keep them going. And in 19 and that 19 appeal and their 20 appeal, they raised over $100,000 each year from readers and citizens, most of it in checks of $500 and less. So there's clearly support for the continuation of this paper. And I think with charitable status, with foundation status, we can continue to raise funds to enhance the paper and to keep it going.
It's interesting to hear you say that, because when I was going to start a radio station, the first thing that crossed my mind was, I didn't think about now. I didn't think about that current time. I thought about, how is this going to be financially viable 10 years from now? Because I just saw the business climate changing. And that's exactly why when I formed this and we set up our board, we set it up as a nonprofit, because we realized that we would need far more than the advertising revenue that, I mean, used to be here when I was in radio back in the early 80s here. The radio station would bring in, this is no lie, $500,000-$600,000 in commercials, okay? That's not the way it is now.
Well, Marshall, exactly the same thing. In the heyday of the paper, the journal had over $1 million in ad sales in a year, and it's down to a few hundred thousand now.
Yeah, and so I think this was such a great idea, because the Lakeville Journal isn't just a paper. You use the word, and it's correct. It's an institution. It's like when you drive into Salisbury. If the White Hart weren't on that corner, you would miss it. If you went through Lakeville and the Interlaken or Hotchkiss wasn't there, they would be visibly missing from the community. It was like when the Sharon Playhouse was closed for a couple of those years. They're more than businesses. They are institutions. They are anchors that really move this place. And it's so glad that the Lakeville Journal has made it to 125, and now has the groundwork set to make it another 125.
Well, thank you. That's really what we see. And we see that the form of the paper, or the form of the journal, may evolve, and it has evolved, because we have a digital product. I think one of the first things we'd like to do is enhance that digital product, because we need to appeal to the younger readers as well as our existing subscribers. And I think with a digital product, an enhanced digital product, we can have more coverage and more immediate coverage of events.
It's so important. We had actually a listener a year and a half ago. We set up our own website, call up and say, you know, you really have to fix your website. So I just said to him, boy, we'd love to do it, but we just don't have the money. Well, I donated $10,000 to $15,000 so we could do it.
Yeah.
And that's the type of people we have around here, because I think people around here actually really want to support local media, because where would they be without the local voice?
Exactly. And, you know, the journal has done a great job keeping the community informed of housing issues, environmental issues, cultural issues, and that's what a community needs to hold together.
All right. So we talked about the foundation. Now, Dan, I don't know who cornered you into a corner.
Me.
Dan, this is what we need. We need somebody to arrange this whole 125th anniversary to set it up.
Well, it actually happened very serendipitously. We were at an early meeting sometime in September, and I think it was Alex Wilburn on the staff who made the casual observation about the first the paper being first published in 1897. And I'm no financial or arithmetic wizard, but all of a sudden I did some quick subtraction and I said, that's 125. And it sort of was eureka. And born out of that moment over the next couple of months became this concept for an expanded schedule of events that stitches us into the public service nonprofit community of which we are now fully a part, and at the same time recognizes the historic role that we've had for 125 years, makes the proclamation that we are here to stay, we are here to grow, and underscores the point that we are now one of the oldest weekly newspapers in New England that has survived through now three centuries.
It's absolutely amazing. So let's talk about the events that have been set up, Dan.
Well, it kicks off on August 13th and runs through September 17th. And coming up on the weekend on August 13th and August 14th are the two real big public events. At the Salisbury Association on Saturday evening or Saturday afternoon, August 13th, between 4 and 6 o'clock, is the opening exhibit of the history of the Lakeville Journal called Life of a Community. And it was put together brilliantly by Janet Manco, our publisher, Cynthia Huxwender, who served for years as editor of the paper, James Clark, who is one of the best graphic designers in the business, plus our financial officer, with the help too of Helen Klein Ross, who, as avid readers will notice, have been writing these historic columns about the paper since January of this year. The very next day, Sunday, August 14th, is the actual birthday of the paper. And it was a Sunday, in August 14th, 1897, that the paper was first published. And to celebrate that, we're having a grand anniversary day street fair on Academy Street. And Carolyn Piccarelli, who is a local merchant, and Mary Wilbur, who's on the advertising staff of the Lakeville Journal, have been spearheading that. And the plans that they've put together are really extraordinary. Carolyn is designing an incredible original streetscape that will make Academy Street, which will be closed off, look like it never has have before. We've got a team of stilt walkers coming in. We have a variety of food stalls. We've got children's games. And I think most, and live music, and someone found the Salisbury Town Bandstand that sort of went missing during the pandemic. That has been discovered, revived, and will be the host for the live music. But the most interesting part about it is we've put together a community tent. And in that, through the graces of the foundation, which is supporting all of this, we've invited more than a dozen, I think now a dozen and a half, regional and town-based public service organizations to basically make their statement to the community about what they do and to recognize themselves as part of it. You know, what's happened over the last couple of years is that there's been a lot of new people that have moved into the area. And we hope with this community tent and with the street side celebration on Sunday, August 14th from 10 to 4, that a lot of newcomers to the area will come, find out what's going on in their own towns and villages, and become part of it.
Now, you've also got the movie house in Millerton doing a series that also celebrates the Lakeville Journal.
Yeah, one of the most creative people in town, a good friend of mine, Inga Heckel, I consulted early on and she said, you know, you had a film series too. So we met with David Maltby and Chelsea Altman, who own the movie house, which I might add, like the Robin Hood Radio and like now the Lakeville Journal, has by necessity gone to a nonprofit status. And they were very gracious and turned their staff on to creating a film series. And we picked the fourth of five of the best that we could get, which are All the President's Men, His Girl Friday, Citizen Kane, and The Killing Fields, which are really great classic American films about either the newspaper or business or publishing. Each of these take place on mostly at 6:30 in the evening. You can get the schedule specifically and subscribe to the series at themoviehouse.net. And Sam Waterston, who is one of the honorary co-chairs of the 125th anniversary, will actually be on hand for a pre-interview screening by CBS correspondent, retired now, CBS correspondent Richard Schlesinger, about the making of the movie now some 30 years ago. So we're looking forward to that. Interestingly, Meryl also made a very important movie called The Post, about the Washington Post, as is All the President's Men, where she, of course, played Kate Graham. And she very politely pointed out to me that, well, couldn't you contact Steven Spielberg about getting his movie for us? And of course, the movie house had considered that, but that wasn't available for theatrical license. So we've got four good movies: All the President's Men, His Girl Friday, Citizen Kane, and The Killing Fields.
It just sounds like a great celebration that over multi days where people can truly appreciate and show their appreciation of the Lakeville Journal. I know when we sit here and we take a look at and how we operate, our funding is done. We call it a three-legged bar stool. We get 33% in grants, about 33% in underwriting, which is actually pretty good. And the rest, the other 34%, comes from local donations, and they're anywhere from $5 to $100 to $200 to $500 to $1,000. So it takes that mix. And Noreen, this is where the whole foundation comes into effect. Your 501c3 is only as strong as your foundation.
Exactly. And, you know, we really are starting, you know, from the beginning right now to build it. So Marshall, I would actually like to come and have a little chat with you if I could, and talk about how you did it, because we will get a portion of our revenue from advertising. We still do. We will begin to look for grants, and there are a number of foundations supporting community journalism. And we will continue to rely on community support. So we do have to build that, and we have to build a little bit of an infrastructure for the foundation. You know, over the next year, we really will have to find a development director to work with us. It's early stages, but we're very optimistic that this community will continue to support and allow the paper to be sustained and be enhanced.
Well, in your own
and there are other nonprofits involved in the 125th too, to expand on how this is really a community, expansive effort. The Sharon Playhouse is doing a patio cabaret called What's in the Daily News on Sunday afternoon, August 21st. And of course, the Lakeville Journal Foundation has partnered with the Salisbury Forum. And we will have a panel discussion at the newly refurbished Walker Auditorium at the Hutchinson School on Friday evening, September 16th at 7:30. It's called The Future of American Journalism, and we've really put together a stellar panel. Brian Ross, a former ABC investigative reporter, and now with the Law Network, will be and a member of the Board of Foundation, will be moderating a panel discussion with Marty Baron, who just retired as executive editor of the Washington Post and got the Pulitzer for his team for the coverage of January 6th, plus John Costin, the new editor of the Lakeville Journal, who for 20 years had a variety of positions at the Wall Street Journal, including being national editor, and a woman, Subrata Dey, who is the executive vice president of Vice News and formerly the vice president of digital for ABC News. So that should really be an interesting mix of opinion about the future of journalism from multi-generations and different perspectives. And then finally, if that's all not enough, on Saturday, September 17th at 5 o'clock, the foundation is hosting a newsprint jubilee, which is a big gala reception at the Town Grove in Lakeville to sum up all of these things that will have been going on the last 5 weeks. So we've got a lot for people to participate in, and it's all open to the public.
Right, and the newsprint gala is the only ticketed event. The rest are open to the public, but we will be selling tickets to the newsprint jubilee through our website.
And once again, more information on all of this, tricornernews.com, tricornernews.com. Well, Dan and Noreen, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us. Noreen, thanks for coming on board and help setting up this foundation. And Dan, of course, for your efforts and everybody's efforts, because like I said, I can't imagine this area. There's certain things you can't imagine this area being without. And one of those at the top of the list is the Lakeville Journal.
Thanks, Marshall. Look forward to meeting you in person.